I'm Pastor Andy, and today's message is entitled, What's New? It's a New Year's message. Isaiah 43:19 says, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? The new year is a common time for reflection and for aspiration. We review the past year, identifying the fingerprints of God in our lives, transforming our recollections into thanksgivings. We discover in moments of honesty our sinful patterns of life, both in commission and in omission, which have degraded our intimacy with Christ. Our confessions lead us into the adoration and praise for the God of all grace, who gave His only Son to die on behalf of all those who would ever believe in Him. And we look at the year ahead in aspiration. What new thing is God doing in our lives, in our church, in our community, even in our world? How can we cooperate in His mission, submitting our own desires and inclinations to His overriding purpose? In that process, we often decide to pursue various activities and strategies to accomplish goals, which hopefully are in accord with God's mission. Sometimes we call those decisions resolutions. Ah, yes, the famous New Year's resolutions. Have you made them? When you have made them, have you kept them? Often New Year's resolutions are described in terms of contemporary self-help categories. Eat more vegetables, get more exercise, watch less news on TV. Laudable, perhaps, but nothing earth-shaking, nothing of eternal consequence. I have assiduously avoided making New Year's resolutions. My main reason is I don't think I can keep them. My following year's confessions are often about my failures in keeping my promises in resolutions like those. Jonathan Edwards had no such fear. That's not to say that he perfectly kept his resolutions. He was a fallible human being, after all. The best of men, but a man at best. But his resolutions reflect less of an earthly mind than a heavenly perspective. He wrote 70 resolutions. Yes, 70. Not driven by any New Year's tradition. As we explore our own aspirations for the coming year, let us think about just a few of his and consider how our desires for the coming year might be made more eternal. Here are some of them. Resolved that I will do whatsoever I think to be most to God's glory and my own good profit and pleasure in the whole of my duration without any consideration of the time, whether now or never so many myriads of ages hence. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. Resolved never to say anything at all against anybody but when it is perfectly agreeable to the highest degree of Christian honor and of love to mankind, agreeable to the lowest humility and sense of my own faults and failings, and agreeable to the golden rule. Resolved, after afflictions, to inquire what I am the better for them, and what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them. Resolved to examine carefully and constantly what that one thing in me is which causes me in the least to doubt the love of God and to direct all my forces against it. Resolved to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. Resolved very much to exercise myself in all my lifelong, namely with the greatest openness I am capable of, to declare my ways to God and lay open my soul to Him, all my sins, temptations, difficulties, sorrows, fears, hopes, desires, and everything and every circumstance. So may God bless you with new eternal resolutions as you enter a new year. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy, and Happy New Year.